Hello, and welcome to BlueRock Diamonds shareholder call. My name is Molly, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. If you need assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Adam Ward, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name's Adam Ward. I'm the Chief Executive of BlueRock Diamonds and the Chief Executive of Career Flow Mining, which is our operating subsidiary in South Africa. Just a brief overview of BlueRock. We are an AIM-listed company. We have one mining license based in the Northern Cape in South Africa. It's located about 120 kilometers northwest of Kimberley. And we have on that 3,000 hectare mining license, five previously discovered kimberlite pipes, and we are currently mining two of those pipes. And just to clarify, we are mining, purely mining for diamonds. We are mining in kimberlite volcanic pipes. We are open cast mining. So we're not mining underground, and we are not mining for alluvial diamonds. We put out a quarter two update recently, so just very briefly to give you some of those highlights. During the first half 2018, we put through the plant just under 75,000 tons of ore, which was about an 80% increase on the first half in 2017, which the total came in at 40,000. We have put out a production target for the second half of this year for between 150,000 and 135,000 tons. That's against about 100,000 tons of ore that we put through in the second half of last year. We've also put out a grade target of between 3.5 and 4.5 carats per 100 tons. So we have set ourselves a challenging target for the second half, and some of these questions, we'll touch on that as we go through. Okay, so I've got about 15 to 20 questions, which I'll attempt to go through now. First question, will the discovery of a large diamond be separately announced on RNS? So far, our single largest value stone has been a 7.75-carat diamond, which sold for $78,000. Our view on separate announcements would be in connection with what our quarterly expected revenues would be. So I haven't got a fixed figure in mind, but I think should we mine a diamond in excess of, say, $100,000, I think we'd be in that sort of category where we would feel that would be warranting a with announcements, given that it would be over and above what our normal production would be. Okay, next question is, what pipe has the potential to host very large diamonds? I think all of our pipes have that potential. There is no single pipe that would stand out as being obviously yielding larger diamonds. I think it's just worth putting into context here. We have a resource of about 7.5 to 8 million tons of ore. That's split between three of the kimberlite pipes that we have. The other two are much smaller. So let's just focus on those three. And within that total tonnage of 7.5 to 8 million tons of ore, so far we've mined about 250 to 260,000 tons. So we are very, very early in our life at Career Flow Mine, and therefore it would be fairly usual that should we start mining larger diamonds, we would perhaps start expect to mine them as we get into the more purer weathered kimberlite, which is where we're starting to mine on pipe two at the moment. So it's really very early stage in our project, and therefore no great clarity on whether we will or whether we won't mine larger stones, there is certainly an expectation from our side that will be the case. Okay, next question is, have we learned anything from our mining of KV2 which will help with our mining of KV1? I think the answer there is yes, we have. Those that follow our announcements will be aware that I often refer to the calcrete cap, the cap of material which is non-diamond bearing sitting on top of the kimberlite, which we have to mine through as waste. In pipe two, we took a decision to take 7 meters of that calcrete cap off to waste. In pipe one, we've taken the decision to mine 10 meters of that calcrete cap off to waste. So therefore, we should get into a better grade of kimberlite sooner in pipe one, as well as pipe one having an inferred grade as a result of the drill results of 40% higher than pipe two. So that pipe. Pipe one shows a grade of 6.3 carats per 100 tons, and pipe two has a grade of 4.5 carats per 100 tons. And clearly there is no extra mining cost whatsoever to mine a higher grade pipe. So that's something that we're looking forward to. Okay, next question is, how many shifts do we run? We started running three shifts in the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter of this year. So our plant isn't quite 24 hours a day. We stop for about an hour and a half to 2 hours maintenance every morning, but we have 3 8-hour shifts. And if the plant is running fully optimally with full uptime, we would expect to have 22 hours a day uptime. We run 5 days a week. And in two of the Saturdays, we attempt to run one or two shifts on a Saturday. So 3 shifts a day and typically 5 days a week. Okay, next question is, how do you plan to increase crushing capacity? I think this is, again, those that have followed announcements, this is an area that we continue to focus on. We still think there is more improvements we can do to our crushing circuit. I just want to get a little bit technical here. There are two areas to crushing. One is where you crush from the material that comes out of the blasted pit. So that's large material. We crush down to about 80 millimeters in that first process, and that is pretty straightforward. The next process is where we crush down to present material suitable for the processing plant, and that crushes down to 18 millimeters. We continue to work on that secondary crushing process and also continue to work on our primary crushing process. So we have more work to do there. We do think we can get more efficiencies in that area, and we do feel that the work that we will continue to run in the second half of this year will put us in a position, which is my target, to be able to have some crushed stockpile at the end of the year suitable to put through the plant in the first quarter and second quarter rainy periods of 2019, which would enable us to get more processing in the rainy season. Main problem being in the rainy season is that the access to the pit is limited, and also the crushing circuit is not comfortable crushing wet materials. So if we can get ourselves well positioned during the second half of this year to have stockpile that, that's one of my main goals. Okay, next question is, so these questions aren't particularly falling into place in terms of flow, but I'm jumping back a little bit now to pipe one versus pipe two. Question being, are there any benefits to the close proximity of pipe one and pipe two? Pipe one, which is currently mined down to about 20 to 25 meters, is 40 meters away from pipe one. which means that in our mine planning, we are planning on mining both of those pipes in time as a single pipe. So we will have benefits from being able to mine both together, and we will have some benefits in a slightly lower strip ratio, a slightly lower amount of waste material that we need to haul as a result of that. Okay. Next question is, why didn't we mine pipe one first, given that it is a high grade? I don't have a particularly clear answer to that. I think the previous management inherited a small amount of plant with a very small amount of excavation work that had gone on in pipe two, and therefore perhaps it was easier to start on pipe two. I think had we been able to rerun this whole operation from the beginning, it would make more sense to move into a higher grade pipe first. So we are we're very much looking forward to the mining of our pipe one relatively soon. I'm actually at the mine today. I've treated some more pipe one. We've stripped and hauled away about 120,000 tons of that. We have started to intersect some kimberlite at the lower levels of that. We have a plan as to when that will start going through the plant. It will be within the next month or two, probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks. So we look forward to the results coming. Okay. Awesome, the pipes go down. So these are kimberlite pipes, which are as a result of a volcanic event 120 million years ago. And kimberlite, although our drilling tests only go down in certain areas to 50 meters and in other areas to 100 meters, kimberlite pipes are known to go down several kilometers. So there is no suggestion that our kimberlite pipe runs out. By definition, it has to go several kilometers down. Next question is, how deep can you open cast? And that's clearly a very pertinent question. We model our mining operation at this stage down to 70 meters open pit. You are able to mine much, much lower than that. There are some open pit mines down to 300, 400, 500 meters. They would typically be of a larger size and possibly of a higher grade. But we have our mine plan to run down to 70 meters on pipe one and pipe two, where our main focus is at the moment. If during the course of that process we found that the grades were either higher or the value of the diamonds that we were mining were higher, then we may decide, and we can make this decision halfway through the process to say, okay, we will rethink our mine plan, take a decision to strip more waste, and take a decision to mine to lower depths. At this stage, our plan is 70 meters, and on pipes one and two, that would give us approximately enough 2.8 to 3 million tons of ore, which would give us about 10 years on our current throughput. We also have our pipe, which is pipe about 300 or 400 meters from the two pipes that we're currently mining, and that's something that we will continue to consider and do more evaluation work on. But as you can see, there's no need to be considering any other mining operation other than the two pipes that we're currently mining. Okay, I think I've answered the next question. Is there will come a point where you can no longer open cast? At what depth do you envisage that? I think we have to, frankly, have some sort of guess as to what the level is that we can open cast to, given the variables of grade and dollar per carat. We will continue to assess that as we get lower down in the pipe. Okay, next question. On our estimated production numbers this year, i.e., 2018, if we achieve the tonnages and grade, would we expect to be profitable? As I said before, we've set ourselves some challenging targets for the remaining part of 2018. If we achieve those grades, which is within our grade range of 3.5 to 4.5 carats per 100 tons, and if we achieve the sort of dollar per carat that this mine has consistently produced, we would expect to be profitable in the second half. Okay, next question. Is the mine established as being profitable without finding any large or fancy stones? In other words, is our objective to get it up and running as a profitable business and hope that the odd fancy or large stone is mined to provide some jam on the cake? And I think to a certain extent that tends to be the model for most kimberlite operations that are relatively low grade, and certainly that is very much the hope for our mine. As I say, we're only 250,000 to 270,000 tons into the operation here, and of that 250,000 to 270,000 tons, at least 200,000 has been this marginal diluted chalcotized kimberlite, and we've got some more time to be mining that until we get into weathered kimberlite all the time. We are in and out of weathered kimberlite, but we still have more time before we get permanently into weathered kimberlite. But there is certainly an expectation from ourselves that as we continue to put all through the plant, we will continue to mine larger diamonds and possibly fancies, possibly yellows. I don't know. The mine will tell us that. We have no evidence of that, but there's nothing on the logbook that suggests that's not a possibility with our mine. Okay, next question is regarding the selling of our diamonds. Who do we sell to, and do we have any offtake agreements in place? We currently sell at tender monthly, where there are a number of international buyers will look at our goods as well as other producers' goods. The tender tends to happen in Kimberley. We use the largest tender house in Kimberley to sell through, and there'll be anything upwards of 60 to 70 buyers come and spend 4 days looking at our product as well as other miners' products. And we have in the past sold our diamonds through another tender house in Johannesburg called Flawless Diamonds, so we have options there to sell at different tender houses. We don't currently have an offtake agreement. We will consider any offtake agreement on its merits. As I say, we don't currently have one, but we wouldn't rule that out as being something that we would consider if it was the right thing to do for the business and for the mine at this stage. Okay, coming towards the end of the questions now. Where do I see Blue Rock Diamonds in 3 years' time? I think the focus of the board and the brief I have from the board is very clear that there is 100% objective here to achieve sustainable profitability out of our mining operation at Career Flow. That is our sole objective at this stage, and the hard work and the effort that we've put in to mining the more difficult parts, lower grade parts, more diluted parts of Career Flow makes us certainly more steely to that end, that we feel that we are very, very keen to show the profitability that we believe this mine can develop. So that is objective number one. There are a number of other opportunities offered to us in terms of other kimberlite opportunities in the Northern Cape, elsewhere in South Africa, and indeed other areas of Africa, which at this stage I'm looking at, I'm assessing, but not taking any further. It's very much hoped that once this operation is standing on its own two feet, that we will be able to look into other opportunities. We've spent quite a while building a team here and building expertise to mine specifically kimberlites, of which there are a number of known kimberlites, so there's no shortage of opportunities, but it is very important for us not to damage any chance of a good long-term future for this mine. So therefore our focus is to do that. In 3 years' time, I'd very much like to think that we had another one or possibly two operations running at that stage, with Corifle as the backdrop to the success to enable us to do that. Okay, that finishes the questions that have been posed within the time limit that I've got. I hope I've been able to answer those questions. Anything else, please refer to St. Bride's, who are our financial PR, details of which you will be able to find on our website and on announcements. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handset.